Okay, good evening, gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We begin a new limud, I hope. We can do this before Pesach, or as much as we can.
Do you want it labeled?
Hilchus Chametz Umatzah.
That's
the way the Rambam lives. He doesn't call Hilchus Pesach.
Oh, that's why I'm just asking.
Because he's not going to talk about the Korban Pesach. Hilchus Chametz Umatzah, the laws of Chametz Umatzah. So what we usually do is we read the first page of all the mitzvahs that are listed. Because we'll have an idea of what's going on. So he says, Yesh b'chlalam shmoyna mitzvahs. There's eight mitzvahs in this laws. Shlolosh mitzvahs aseh, three positive mitzvahs. V'chamesh mitzvahs los aseh, five negative mitzvahs. So there, put them, these are the details. Number one, shlo lechol chametz. Number one is you're not allowed to eat chametz. That also includes the prohibition of having hanah, pleasure from the chametz, because that's included in eating, as we'll learn later on in halacha base. No, when can you eat it? Biyom arba sor mechatzos hayom umal. The prohibition begins from the Erev Pesach on the 14th, from midday, for the entire Pesach. Beis, lahashbis seor biyom arba sor. To burn leavening agents and chametz on the 14th. Gimel, shalo lechol chametz kol shiva. That you should not eat chametz all 7 days of Pesach. Dalid, shalechol taroves chametz kol shiva. You can't have any mixture that has chametz and other stuff for the 7 days. Hey, number five, shol yeh chametz kol shiva. You shouldn't be seen in your possession chametz the entire 7 days of Pesach. On Erev Pesach, though, after chatzos, you do not transgress on that specific prohibition, only on the 7 days of Pesach. Vav, shlo yimotze chametz kol shiva, it shouldn't be found chametz the whole 7 days. So it's two separate events. Lo yirah shouldn't be seen, and lo yimotze should not be found. Zayin lechol matzah v'leila Pesach, a mitzvah to eat matzah on the night of Pesach. Doesn't seem to say anything more than the night of Pesach. Doesn't seem there's any more mitzvah. We'll have to see. And ches, l'saper, if you see Shoshan Bois Alayla, to relate the story of the Exodus on that night of the 14th night of Pesach. These are the eight mitzvahs. And no coincidence that it's eight prakim, these halachas. So we'll see how they fit in one with each other. So these are the eight mitzvahs. Now we're going to elaborate on them. Obviously, it's just a little point by point. But now we're going to get into all the details of this.
Is destroying chametz a positive mitzvah?
Oh, obviously, it's a positive mitzvah. You're doing an action. Positive mitzvahs are actions. So we have three positive mitzvahs, he said, right? So number one is to destroy the chametz. Number two is to eat matzah. And number three is to relate the story of the Exodus. Positive is when you're doing an action. Negative means you can't have.
So that's when we burn it?
That's fulfilling a positive mitzvah of destroying the chametz.
So selling it is not.
You've avoided it. In other words, when I sell it, I don't have it anymore. I haven't destroyed it.
But that's why you hold back.
Just not in my position.
Right. So
possession.
My point is, you have to. Hold
that's why
back
we
something.
Keep some to be able to destroy, to be able
but
to the mitzvah.
We're not taking the opportunity to do a positive mitzvah. Maybe it'd be better to actually destroy it.
Well, you could lose a lot of money if it's tens of thousands
of
dollars.
So you just leave a little bit to destroy.
So that's why we take the 10 pieces of chametz and put it around the house.
Is he not, is that the same as the mitzvah to search for chametz?
Okay, no, that's part, searching is part of the burning.
Is it?
That's part of the burning. The bracha you make is for the burning of the chametz.
Okay.
Same thing. Okay, we'll get to all the details, God willing. God willing, we have. I made a calculation that we have. I think we have 23 lessons until Pesach.
1.3 questions per lesson.
So 20.
We have more than
23 lessons and 8 prakim. It means I have to do a parak every 2 to 2.5 days. So you gotta let me move, guys. Because after Pesach, I don't know if you're gonna be in the mood, especially the last two prakim. I deal with eating matzah and telling over the story. I think if we. After Pesach, you're not going to be in the mood. So we got to hustle it. Aleph. Kala oichol kezayis chametz ba Pesach mitchilas leil chamisha asor at soif yoy mechot ve'esrim benisun b'mezid. If anyone who eats a kezayis, an olive worth of chametz, the definition of chametz basically is any one of the 5 grains that are in flour form, mixed in with some water that have risen. If you eat any of that chametz, And when? From the beginning of the night of the 15th. That's the night, first night of Pesach, until the end of the 21st day of Sivan. That's in Eretz Yisrael. The Nisan. Seventh day. Those 7 days in Eretz Yisrael. Bimezid. Intentionally. What happens? Chayiv Kores. Your punishment, the Besen doesn't touch you. God will touch you. And you're spiritually cut off from the Rabbi Nishlam. There's a negative though. We'll see. Shinamar, because it says, Kikol Ochel Chametz, anyone who eats Chametz, Vinichrasa. That person's soul is cut off. That's what happens to that person. Now, let's elaborate a little bit here. Number one, he said, everybody includes women. Even though women are potter in mitzvah sasei man grama, but this is a mitzvah lo sasei. This is a negative. So therefore women are included in this as well. A kazayas, my commentator says, is 30 grams. So to get kares, we'll see later on, we're going to talk about what if you have less than 30 grams. But 30 grams would be a kazayas. And what are we, I haven't refreshed my memory. How much of that is, of that, oh, matzah is that? Right? What's a matzah? So, some matzahs are 30 grams. So if you have chametz, let's say you have a chametz stick of matzah. Let's just say, you know, no, they make chametz matzahs. Let's say you have a chametz matzah. You'd have to eat a whole matzah of chametz matzah. I'm just giving you a measurement to get kares. Now, less than that doesn't mean you're a good boy.
No.
But you don't get kares for that.
But two pieces of bread would be equal to 30 grams.
Whatever is 30 grams. Okay, now, what about, so the Rambam says from when? From the night of the 15th. That's the Seder night. That's when the prohibition begins. What about from midday of the day before? Erev Pesach. Let's say Pesach this year is Friday night. So about midday, Chatzos on Friday. So the prohibition eating that, from that it does not get kores, just lashes. So you eat chametz after midday, you get lashed if you eat a kazayas of that.
Chapter Isa or Rabbinic?
We'll see. We'll get to all that. Zion, I'm sorry, not Zion, my footnotes rather. Now that's bemazed, intentional, where you know it's usher to do it. You know you're not allowed to eat it. You know you get kores for it. You know what you're eating is chametz, and you're doing it anyway. All right, that's what mazid means. All right, that person gets kares because the end of that pasuk says whoever eats gets kares. It says the pasuk says from the first day until the seventh. That's what the Torah says from the first day of Pesach till the seventh, you get kares for that. All right, continuing back upstairs. However, bishogeg, what if it's unintentional, where either he didn't know it was Pesach, or didn't know what he was eating was chametz, or he didn't know that chametz was usur. Chayav korban chatas kavua. He has the set korban chatas. The set as opposed to the korban olav yared. There's different prohibitions that you bring a different korban that's not set, depending on the wealth of the person. If the person's wealthy, he brings an animal, a big bull. If he's poor, he brings a bird. If he's very poor, he brings a mincha. But this is a set korban chatas, which is from a behemoth, from an animal. Okay, so that, if you do a b'shogeg, you bring it from the, it's more expensive for everybody. Echad o'echol, it doesn't matter if you eat it, meaning to say you take a solid piece of chametz and you chew it as a normal food. Echad ha'memache, or if you've liquefied it. You've smashed it and smashed it until it's turned into a liquid. You know, a liquid type of chametz. Vishosin, you drank it. And that's a Gemara in Chulin. The Gemara says, yeah, but the Torah says you can't eat it. This isn't eating. It's drinking. So Rish Lakish says, it says the eating of the nefesh, of the soul, which includes even liquids. In other words, something that gives you satiation, makes you feel better. So even drinking would be included. So it doesn't matter exactly the form. It's a ksayas of chametz, mezid, kares, shogeg, korban. Beis. Hechametz b'Pesach. Chametz on Pesach. Okay, and we'll see as well, Erev Pesach from Chatzos as well. Osur b'hano. You can't have any pleasure from it. Shenemers, it says, it doesn't say lo yochal, the simple word, it says lo ye'ochel chametz. Alright? So when it says lo ye'ochel, it means lo yehebo heter achila. There should be no permissibility for eating. In other words, it shouldn't bring you to any kind of pleasure of eating. All right. So, you know, in other words, you couldn't take it and sell it for money. Let's say, I have a piece of chametz and I sell it to a goy and he gives me $5 on Pesach. I take the $5 and I buy some matzah and eat matzah. So I'm still eating. You see. So, you know, it's a pleasure that can bring you to eating. So in other words, it's a pleasure. You get some kind of pleasure from this. You can't have any pleasure from it whatsoever.
What if you took that $5 and you didn't buy food with it, but you bought a...
I mean, you can't have any pleasure. You can't, it doesn't matter. I'm saying you can't have any hanoah. But
how do you get that from Yochel?
Because it didn't say lo Yochel, don't eat. It's a PL form of the verb. You know, don't cause any type of eating, so, you know, or something that will bring it to some kind of hanoah. So it wasn't the standard form of the... There's seven different ways to conjugate a verb. And if you really meant eating, you would have said lo Tochel. It's incorporating much more pleasure than just the pleasure of eating. Okay? Now, usually, pleasures, you know, bring to eating, right? Because you usually have to take money for food, but it could include other pleasures as well. That's because of the unusual verb form. Now, what if somebody leaves chametz over on his house on Pesach? Alright. Alpha Pishaloach, even though you didn't eat it. Over Vishne Lavim. You transgress two lavs. Shenemar lo yeiro el lechos seor bechol gvulecha. It shouldn't be seen any leavening agents in any of your boundaries. Yeast would be a good example of that. Venemar, and also seor lo yimotse bevotechem. Shouldn't be found any leavening agents within your homes. The itzer hachametz, the iser hasaor shabo machmitzim echasu. So you might say, yeah, but it doesn't say anything about chametz. So Rambam quickly says, or prohibition of chametz and the prohibition of a leavening agent in that which makes things chametz, it's the same thing. So it doesn't have to worry. Okay? Now there are, and so in terms of shiur and ksais and all this, there are similarities. There may be some other differences, which we're not going to get into now, but it's basically, you know, it says seor, it also includes chametz.
Territory means any other property you have?
I'm sorry?
Territory means any other
whatever property. You own.
Whatever you
own. If you own, you have to, if you don't sell it, you own it. It's found in your possession, right?
So it says
now, you can't have so that's just from Pesach. Now, Erev Pesach, from Chatzos Hayom until Pesach, you don't transgress Bal Yero, Bal Yemotza, but you have still the mitzvah of destroying that chametz. So in other words, if there is any chametz, you're supposed to get rid of it earlier, but you haven't transgressed those averas yet. Until now, the rabbis made a whole bunch of laws for us to make sure we don't come close to this. But you have not yet transgressed. So if you're finding it 2 hours before the Seder, you found a piece of bread, get rid of it fast, right? Because you haven't transgressed yet. All right.
So, I guess you may not have transgressed both of these. If they're hidden but not sold, then they won't be visible. But they won't. But they could be found.
So we'll see. Okay. Well, they're not found either. We'll have to see. This is just the beginning. Okay. This is the beginning. We have to get to many, many more details. But first of all, that's why you're supposed to check. You're supposed to check. You don't have. Now, listen. You looked. You couldn't find. Then you're a shogeg. You're a shogeg. But we'll see. We'll see what kind of punishments come for these. We'll have to see what's going on over here. Okay. Now, Gimel. So how many averes we got people doing so far already here, right? If you're leaving the chametz in your house, right? It's two averes. And the Talmudic parlance, you call it bal yeroa and bal yemotza. So let's get used to those terms. Bal means you shall not. You shall not see it. You shall not find it. So that's what we call this bal yeroa, bal yemotza. Gimel. Ein alayke mishum lo yeroa v'lo yemotza. You don't get lashed for lo yeroa v'lo yemotza. Only under certain circumstances. Elim kein chone chametz v'pesach. Unless you buy chametz on Pesach. Now I know you're all going to ask, how are you going to buy chametz on Pesach? The answer is from a goy. Right? In other words, you'll see why in a minute. Oh, chimtso kideish yasav amasa. Or you made something chametz by doing an action. You took flour and water on Pesach and you made chametz. All right. In other words, what the Rambam is stressing is, remember what we learned in the laws of lashes, you do not get lashed for a lav she'ein bo ma'isa, a lav that doesn't have an action. So if you just leave chametz in your house and now the clock strikes Pesach time.
Yeah.
Right? You haven't done anything.
There's no action.
Now it's there, you have transgressed, but you haven't done anything to get lashed for it. So the only way you can get lashed for this negative is if you've done something actively to transgress it. The only way you can do something is if you would buy a piece of chametz from a goy, or you would make chametz in your possession. So therefore, the only way you could really get lashed for this is if you'd go to a store that had a questionable hashkacha, and indeed was chametz, then you bought it. That would be chametz.
It's receiving an action.
Let's say you bought a box of matzah and you didn't look carefully on the sign and it said not kosher for Pesach. So then you have real chametz that you bought and you would be, now if you were warned about this, you'd be lashed. Okay, remember, if by mistake you don't get lashed. We didn't say anything about curries, did we?
No, earlier.
Only eating. And that's bemazed. You have to intentionally want to eat it.
Is accepting or receiving an action if your Italian neighbor gives you a panettone cake on Pesach?
Yes, you don't take it. You don't take it.
Is that an action? That would be...
That would be taking it. Be coin it.
If the Howard?
Whatever. A chametz cake. If a goy gives you a gift and you receive the gift, you would be transgressing. And therefore you have to be careful not to accept, orders. Let's say in your business, you wouldn't buy chametz from distributors over Pesach. That would be a serious problem. If you bought it, you would mamish be transgressing it, and you'd have to get lashed for that. Okay? So that would be a problem. So now, avalim hayelo chametz kodem Pesach, but what if he had chametz before Pesach? Uba Pesach, and then Pesach came. Velo biera, he did not burn. Now there he's nullified the positive mitzvah of not burning it, but elohinich b'shusel, but he left it in his domain. But he has transgressed these two negatives of Bal Yera Bal Yematza, but ain't alike. I mean, Atzara, but biblically we don't lash him. Why? Mipnim Shalom Asa B'Maisa, because he did not do an action. And that's, hold on, and that's the general rule. You lash Shem B'Maisa, you don't get it. Now, 1 minute. Okay, we're not going to get the other questions of Lava Nitakla. Let's say we're not going to go there. Okay, fine. But still in all, humakin also makas martis. But he get rabbinic lashes.
There you go.
So they hurt the same. I think they hurt the same.
I think they do.
It's the same number. So just the rabbis say you get it. It hurts the same. So because he went against, he rebelled against the Nisr Torah, so he's going to get punished for that. All right, Dalit. Chametz shavar lava Pesach. Let's say you did have chametz in your house. You know you had the chametz, or you didn't know the chametz. Either way, you did transgress bal yero. You did transgress bal yemotza, and now the chametz is there. So the guy figures, okay, so I'm punished. I don't care. I could take it, and after Pesach I could eat it because it's not us around Pesach. Nothing happened to it. It was the same chametz before. It's kosher, 100% kosher for those 7 days I transgressed. The Morris Mamam says no. Aser bahaniya le'olam. You're prohibited to have any benefit from this forever. Okay, just like if you find chametz on Pesach, for example, let's say you find chametz on Pesach and you burn the chametz, can you benefit from the ashes?
No,
you can't benefit. So too, there is a fine levied against chametz that has passed Pesach that you can't have any of hanah, even if you burn it, you can't have it. Now, why is this prohibited? It's a machlokes. The Rambam gives you one position. It's a knas. It's a fine that is levied by the rabbis. That's Reb Shimon's opinion. However, in the Gemara there, Reb Yehuda says it's only usher mina Torah. So the Rambam is being lenient and saying it's only rabbinically prohibited. But either way, it's prohibited. Why? Because he transgressed on the avera of not seeing it or finding it. So asruhu, we made it prohibited. Afilu heinicho bishkoi wellness. Even if by mistake or by accident happened, let's say he forgot it. He checked the whole house and there was a drawer he forgot, and he didn't mean to do that. Or let's say at Ones, well, let's say he wasn't able to burn it. Let's say he was out of town. He was supposed to come back. His car broke down. He could never get to his house. He couldn't. Weeks. He wanted to get home weeks ago, and he got detained by a customs official who wouldn't allow him re-entry into the country, and he's stuck. So it's mamish and Ones, right? So he's not able to do that. Now it's very interesting. He brings down the commentary. The source of the Rambam's law is, let's say a ganav steals chametz. Let's say Ganav steals your chametz.
A Jewish.
Let's say before Pesach, right? And now Pesach passes by, and now he comes back. Says, "Okay, I'll give it back to you. Okay. Here it is." Right. So now
he's returning a lost object.
It's usur bahana, even though he has transgressed ba'ones. Now I believe in that halacha. It's a machlokas. I think in the Gemara, if the ganav has to pay or not. Because there's a machloka thing. If the damage is visible, yeah. One opinion says you pay, the other one says you don't.
Right.
You may not even have to pay because the damage wasn't visible. But the guy can't use it anyway. So from that Gemara, the Rambam clearly sees if it's an ones, we still aren't a lot of hanoah from it. Okay, you can debate if the ganav pays back, whatever. We're not getting into that. But either one thing's for sure. The owner couldn't get to his chametz. The guy stole his chametz. He couldn't get rid of the chametz. He couldn't sell it, whatever. And now it can't be used.
What happens if he was Ma'ayish?
I don't know. I'm not going there. I'm just saying you have an example of an accident where it is usur. That's all.
If the ganav wasn't Jewish, then it's really what
it depends. It depends if the ganav gets a kinyan in what you have, exactly. And that depends on a lot of other factors, changing it, yeush, etc., etc. But the main idea we're saying is that the stuff is usur bahana, and you may be out of luck of getting any money, and that's clearly an ones. Now, so why did the rabbis or the Torah say you cannot have any benefit from it?
Forever.
The answer is simple. The guy says, "What do I care getting lashed?" Nowadays, someone's going to get lashed anyway, right? So, or the guy's willing to get lashed. It's too much chametz for me to part with. So the guy will say, "I'll let it go." So therefore, we say, you know, buddy, if Pesach lives, passes by, you can't have any hanah. It's as good as gone. So everyone's going to try to get rid of it. You see, once they put that in force, you're not going to be lazy about getting rid of it. Because you don't get rid of it, you lost it.
Yes.
So that's the best way to make sure people get rid of it. Can't sell, can't do anything with it. That'll make sure people will fulfill the mitzvah. Okay? Hey, chametz shenis arev bedover acher tocha pesach. Let's say some chametz gets mixed up into regular stuff on Pesach. Okay, let's say a goy dropped some chametz in your thing by mistake. We're not saying you had chametz. A goy, you were working at, you had to go to work for Pesach, and you share the same kitchen, and the goy mixed some of his.
Put some breadcrumbs
in the soup. You know, whatever, into your soup, whatever. So on Pesach, now there's only on Pesach. Before Pesach, even after Chatzos, it's only under certain circumstances, as we explained later on. But this is on Pesach. So now, Bein Bemino, Bein Mishalo Bemino. Now there's something you can call Bemino, meaning Mino means same type.
Yeah.
It's the same type of food.
Yeah.
You know, got mixed ichleis, beer and beer. You know, you had a liquid. You had a liquid and some beer got in it. Or, you know, whatever.
It's some vodka and you mix some
top whatever.
Beer.
You have a non-chomet stick of beer and a chomet stick of beer. Whatever.
So some vodka and scotch got mixed.
You know, in your own country, didn't in Poland, they would put bread down the wells.
Why?
To mess us up.
Mess us up for
okay. So regardless if it's the same species or it's different species, different type of food with it. Either way, Hareza Oser Bekol Shehu. It prohibits the entire. Usually, we have rules. You know, one type maybe it's nullified. 51%.
Never.
1 to 60. It's different rules over there. But here it's Oser Bemashu, right? And the logic for this is interestingly enough, it's called a Dover Sheish Lo Matirim. It's something that could be permitted later. Because when I see the mixture is not prohibited forever.
After Pesach you can
on use Pesach it. You can't. There's a but special restriction on Pesach.
So it's like the
but
egg.
But after Pesach the mixture is allowed.
Right.
So therefore even a little bit isn't nullified. Right? Now, a lot of times, however, let's say a dover sheshel material is mixed in something that's not its species, is nullified in 60 times, and that would still be nullified, but here the Torah says all types of chametz is not allowed to be eaten, and they're strict about this on all levels. So even what normally we allow to be nullified, even when a dover sheshel material that could be permitted afterwards, we would even nullify it even at this time, but on Pesach we're not. So it comes out if a goy mixed in a little bit into your thing less than 60, you couldn't have it on Pesach, but you could have it after Pesach, because it really, really was nullified. But the Torah was strict, you can't have it on Pesach. But that's already, you can't say, well, you know, it's Chavar Shavuot of Pesach, because that guy didn't have it before, number one. Before it would be nullified. And on Pesach, what could he do? He didn't know anything about it. It wasn't from before Pesach. So he'll be able to eat it after Pesach.
But it's still, it's only, and the note says below, if it's only if it's mino b'mino, if it's one type in the same type,
yeah,
is it prohibited from chatzos until erev of Pesach?
Right.
But if it's
right.
not mino shelo b'mino, you could have that mixture between chatzos and Pesach.
Right.
I know people only buy all their food before Pesach, not during the holiday. Because it's batel b'shishim, if there's a problem beforehand, they don't want to eat anything.
Right.
They won't have any problem during...
Right. Good.
So you mean if there's two mixtures are different, you have less problem? That doesn't really make sense to me.
All right, we'll talk about when we get to the main halachas for that. V'chametz shel Yisrael, shel Pesach, but what about chametz that belonged to Jew that did pass over to Pesach? Even though you're not allowed to hanoah from it, what if imnis arev, what if it does get mixed up? And this even on Pesach. In other words, now a Jew's chametz on Pesach, that's aser. And some of a Jew's chametz gets mixed up in some non-chametz, even on Pesach. Okay, and now it is past the Pesach. It doesn't matter if it's the same species, different species. You can eat it after Pesach. But on Pesach, you'd have to burn it all because of the chametz that's mixed in it. Because the only decree of chametz shel Pesach is only if you let the whole chametz hang around on Pesach. But they didn't make the decree on mixtures. Avala tarova es mutter, but a mixture is allowed, v'achila achar Pesach, after Pesach. So, if a little bit of chametz shel Pesach got mixed up in regular food, so it's interesting. On the one hand, he's telling you you'd have to burn it on Pesach. Right? Right, he said. The commentary says, on Pesach, you'd have to burn it all. But let's say you didn't know about it, and you didn't burn it,
and have it after.
Then you could have it after Pesach. Because the commentary says it. Because on Pesach, you'd have to burn it.
So we say that a store owner who doesn't sell a los chometz, let's say it's not pure chometz, it's a mixture. We say we shouldn't buy it until that whole stock is
gone. No, we say
first of all, you own.
Buy it after, right?
First of all, really, not everything is usher from these stores.
Right.
You
know,
you could buy, first of all non-chometz foods you could.
Yeah,
right.
No,
but the mixture you could buy, he's saying.
Well, certain, you'd have to know of all the laws of mixtures. You'd have to know what's a mixture, what's not a mixture. It's like, it gets, since it gets so complicated, we just say, forget about it. Right? Okay. Let's do one more. Vav. Ein chayav en kares. When do you get kares? Only. Ela alachilas atzma shel chametz. If you're eating actual chametz. Aval eruv chametz, but a mixture of chametz. Kegon. Kutach habavli. There's a Babylonian dish called kutach. Veshechar amadi, or Median beer. Vechol adoim, anything similar to that. Midvarim shechametz, or chametz is mixed up with that. Now, what's the law? If you eat on Pesach, like you get lashed, but ve'ein bo kares. You don't get kares, because it says in that area, kol machmetzes lo sachelu. Anything that brings to leavening, you shouldn't eat. That's a lav. But that's not pure chametz. It's included in the lav that you get lashed for. But that's not pure chametz. However, bamet.
What are we talking about?
So now when are you going to get lashed, though? Or again, pure chametz, a size of pure chametz, you get lashed. A mixture, what's mamish mixed up, right? We don't lash.
Pure chametz, you
get kares. Amen. Pure chametz, you get kares. A mixture, you only, quote unquote, get lashed.
We're going to define mixture later, are we?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, like, he gave you beer. Like, beer is a real mixture there. That's a real mixture. You have parts that aren't chametz, parts that are chametz. So you know, the real way is really just a piece of bread. That's like real chametz or things like that. But a lot of things already is the whole chametz is through all kinds of mixtures, so it's not so simple. Either way, you don't want it to get lashed either, right?
No.
But depends. But medrama, when will you get lashed? There has to be a certain proportions here. When you eat a ksayas worth of chametz in the mixture, in the time you can eat three eggs, that's called the achilas pras, if you recall.
Yeah.
In other words, in the time that you could eat three eggs is enough chametz that you are actually eating. Because if the mixture is such that by the time you eat a kazayas full of chametz, it's been a long time, right? Then you haven't eaten really a measure of chametz. In other words, there's got to be enough chametz in the measure of three eggs, okay? The time it would take you to eat three eggs is anytime between 4 to 9 minutes. You have to eat an actual kazayas of chametz in that mixture. So you may be eating four kseisim, but it might be very little bit of chametz. You have to eat enough of that kseis in the time it would eat three eggs, which is usually a number of minutes. That's when shulokim entar. That's when you get lashed biblically. But there's not enough of a mixture that you can eat a kseis of chametz within 4 to 9 minutes. Avish also welcome there now to eat it. You don't get lashed, but that's biblical lashes. Makin also makas martis, but rabbinic lashes, you get 30 minutes on the button.